The president of the German Bishops' Conference this week welcomed progress in a national dialogue on the Catholic Church's future. Archbishop Robert Zollitsch said he hoped the dialogue would be advanced by the Church's Katholikentag festival in May and a National Eucharistic Congress in 2013. A March 1st Bishops' Conference statement said the dialogue was about the challenge of social pluralism to the Church and how best to demonstrate the Church's public and charitable purposes. The head of Vatican Radio's German section, Jesuit Father Bernd Hagenkord, spoke to Emer McCarthy about the Bishops' Conference meeting.
Well, it was a plenary, a normal plenary with the usual topics about election of minor posts that the bishops had to fill. But it was more or less on the process, the dialogue process we have in the German church at the moment. After the crisis of abuse, after other crises, financial crisis as well, the German church started about a year ago a process of dialogue and meetings all over Germany, and to discuss that, to go into that, and to further this process, then bishops met. Second topic was theology, because there's a lack of theologians, of proper theologians, of academic theologians, to discuss that, the future of the faculties, the Roman Catholic theology faculties in Germany.
Of course, that has always been one of, shall we say, the greatest resources of the German church, and a resource that maybe the European church has always depended on, is the German faculties of theology. Can you explain perhaps why there has been this decline in the quality and quantity of theologians coming forth?
Well, it's two reasons, I think. A, it's as always, money. Mm-hmm. The faculties are paid for by the state. And the state finances the chairs and most of the research material and other things. So all over the board, the state pays less for other other faculties as well. So the Catholic Church in Germany suffers from that. The other thing is that lack of interest. There's lack of interest in academic theology. Less professional jobs means less applicants. We don't have these huge names anymore, like Rahner or Ratzinger or von Balthasar, German language theologians. They are more or less retired, so we don't have the interest in the topic anymore.
Now, you have mentioned there the fact that it's been a very difficult year for the church in Germany. We have seen the outcome of the crisis of sexual abuse, and of course it's not something that is specific to Germany. It's a crisis that's been unfortunately impacting a lot of other churches in Europe. But we've also seen, as you said, a reduction in government funding for the church. Now, generally, how is this impacting on the church life in Germany? What are the major concerns as a result of this facing bishops as leaders of this church? And how do lay people on the ground now view or see the church?
There are a lot of conflicts, because it means we have to reduce the services. That's schools, that's parishes. Parishes grow bigger, covering wider areas. In the south of Germany, that's not that big a problem. It is a problem, but not that big. In the north, where there are fewer Catholics, it's huge problems. If you've got a parish with 200 kilometers wide, it's for a Sunday mass, it's a big problem. So how do you use the resources you have properly? Do you go for small communities, self-sustaining communities? Do you build these huge parishes? What do you do? And this is a lot of conflict in that. For example, the Diocese of Augsburg, there are a lot of conflicts, a lot of fights over this question. Who stay a parish? Which parish stays a parish? Which one is kind of left to its own devices? Where are the parish priests going? Is this village or the next village? So there are a lot of conflict, and the bishops have to find ways to move forward, to find a modern, say, a postmodern way of living the faith under these circumstances. Obviously, it's no longer possible to live it in the way we used to, but we haven't found the new way yet.
And what about, lay Catholics in Germany? Are they in any way stepping in to fill the void where perhaps you had clergy beforehand? Is there a kind of a strengthening of lay participation in the church, or are they, to a certain extent, lazy in this as well?
Well, no, not really. The German church always depended on the lay people, but unemployed lay people. And with lack of money, we can't afford it anymore in these huge numbers. So what we need is volunteers. And the volunteer culture, if in a, in a surrounding where everything is paid for, is a very weak child. So we have to reestablish this kind of volunteer culture of people relearning, so to speak, running a small community, handing on the faith to the future communities without the structure we are used to and at the moment still have. So this is the challenge for the future, reestablishing lay communities with and without priests, handing on the faith, living their faith together.
Now, there has, of course, been various media reports on the decline of people within the actual Catholic Church in Germany. How true are these reports? Has there been an exodus, as some media would like us to lead us to believe, from the Catholic Church in Germany following the problems of the scandals of the sexual abuse and the financial scandals?
Yes, there has been an exodus, but it's very difficult to name the reasons. Some people left the church because they were scandalized. Others, just for them, it was just a name. They had decided or left the church a long time before, but now they actually moved to make that formal with the scandal. So we don't really know what's what we're trying to find out. We're finding out at the moment, but we don't have the outcome of the service yet. So we're still looking into that.
Okay.
It has been an exodus, and it's hurting us a lot. But, well, yes, that's also part of modern society. The way we think, less and less importance is paid to religion and God. That's also part and contributing to the exodus.
You need a new creative strategy, as Dolan said in the recent consistory. Do you think that's also applicable to the German church?
Yes. Fortunately, we have a couple of youngish people in the church. Youngish is a relative term in the church. Both with the bishops, with the priests, and with responsible lay people who are very creative and right now getting together, finding new ways, experimenting with it. There are, in Vienna, for example, in Austria, there's an institute who's trying things. So, yes, there are good first steps, promising first steps.
Of course, I have to ask this next question, because although it's not particularly regarding Germany, but it is regarding the German-speaking world, we have seen, to a certain extent, a tension and dialogue between among the priests themselves, the clergy themselves, in the German-speaking churches. It's something that Cardinal Schönborn is trying to deal with in Vienna, in Austria himself. Has that also been an issue in Germany?
Yes, it has. I just came back from Vienna and talked to a lot of people and journalists and priests about these conflicts within the priest community. It's a very complicated issue. It has to do with generation. It's mostly the oldish ones, the 68 generation, as we call them, who's protesting. There has to do with little villages who lose their parish priest. It has to do with new movements trying to move in, try to fill the void. And this also creates a lot of tension. But it's, at the moment, I think it's very creative. Yes, of course, in the media, it's conflict, it's black and white. But if you talk to the people, it's very creative at the moment, a conflict where new ideas are being born. And this is how Cardinal Schönborn plays it. He plays it down. He tries to de-escalate things. He doesn't try to be the dictator who's ruling his church, but to bring together the different opinions. And he's bringing to the table people he condemned before. So he's very interested in dialogue, and I think it's a very interesting experiment right now in Vienna.
And what would be the main issues that seem to divide these two camps between these 68 generation priests and, shall we say, the younger priests, who seem to have a more, almost not conservative, but orthodox idea of what the priesthood should be?
Where to focus the resources we have? On small communities, on new ways of re-evangelization, or into the old structure of parishes and, well, growing numbers of priestless parishes? Where do we put our resources, the money, the people, the interest?